Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, June 11th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Thursday that the state would continue building a wall along the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Abbott also directed Texas state troopers to arrest migrants and said he had allocated $1 billion in state funds for border security in an effort he said, quote, will help all of us to work on ways to stem the flow of unlawful immigration and to stem the flow of illegal contraband. President Joe Biden issued an executive order the first day of his term, halting construction of a wall along the border, and the Department of Justice officials threatened to sue Abbott this week over his directive to pull the state licenses from several detention centers that shelter migrant children. Those shelters would be forced to move their minor detainees elsewhere. Abbott has claimed the Biden administration has caused an unprecedented increase of migrants in recent months. A Republican lawmaker who helped with a far-right incursion into the Oregon state capitol has been expelled from the Oregon House of Representatives. A video emerged showing Mike Nierman plotting the raid. In a vote on Thursday, the House voted that Nierman's decision to open a capitol door to a crowd of protesters, some of them armed, on December 21st of 2019, amounted to, quote, disorderly behavior, enough to force him out. He is the first member of the Oregon House to be expelled. Zahid Qureshi has officially become the United States' first ever Muslim American federal judge. Qureshi was confirmed by the Senate on Thursday to be a judge for the District of New Jersey. He was a U.S. magistrate judge in the state before his confirmation and reportedly is the first Asian American to serve at the federal level there. He also served as a military prosecutor and deployed to Iraq for Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2004 and 2006. After Qureshi's confirmation vote, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York vowed to continue expanding both, quote, geographic and professional diversity on the federal bench. The owners of the Celebrity Millennium cruise ship confirmed that two passengers have tested positive for COVID-19. They had been sharing a stateroom on the Caribbean voyage but are now in isolation and have shown no symptoms of the virus since Thursday's tests. One man on the ship told an NBC Miami affiliate that, quote, it's been normal. You would think if people were concerned, you'd see fewer people at dinner around the ship, but the show is ongoing. No one is wearing masks, so it appears that no one is too concerned. The 7-day cruise ship left St. Martin on Monday. All crew are fully vaccinated, and reports suggested that 95% of the 500-some-odd passengers were also inoculated. So, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un doesn't like K-pop. As a matter of fact, his distaste for it is so high that he's declared something of a war against it. Reportedly, the totalitarian leader has launched a campaign against what he described as a, quote, vicious cancer destroying North Korean culture, ordering authorities to weed out any sign of South Korean popular culture. Authorities in Pyongyang went so far as to pass a law late last year imposing hard time in labor camps on anyone caught watching or possessing South Korean entertainment. Those caught distributing K-pop to North Koreans reportedly face the death penalty, and those who dare to mimic the South Korean style of speaking or writing can wind up sentenced to 2 years of hard labor. There's no family advantage here. The owner of a San Francisco coffee shop has reportedly fired her husband after he used a racial slur. The owner of Ritual Coffee Roasters says her husband will have nothing to do with the business whatsoever after the, quote, extremely upsetting incident last month. Her husband admitted to using the N-word in an argument with a black man over a parking spot in May. The firing comes after the owner made drastic changes at the business in response to concerns raised by employees last year about diversity and treatment of customers of color. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.